This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on Doughboys Double.
So we split it into a parlor division versus a pint division.
Right.
And let the record show that Nick was a big whiny baby about
There was a lot of fighting Hold about on. This.
Mitch, you were being very fussy here.
Yeah, you were not happy.
No, 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 no.
This is a clear win. Baskin-Robbins, just a dominating performance here. And Baskin-Robbins will move on to the finals. If not checked, many of our current practices put at serious risk the future that we wish for human society and the plant and animal kingdoms, and may so alter the living world that it will be unable to sustain life in the manner that we know. These words were written by a group of 1,700 scientists back in 1992. In the quarter century since, this grim warning about the consequences of global climate change has gone largely unheeded, as governments either advance tepid half-measures or deny factual reality to please corporate polluters. 2018 is the fourth hottest year in history. The only hotter years? 2015, 2016, and 2017. Sea levels are rising at their fastest level in 2,000 years. Arctic sea ice coverage has declined by 15% since 1980, and the ocean's acidity has increased by 26%. The realist may accept that humanity is simply ill-equipped to fight an existential threat that demands international cooperation on a never-before-seen scale, and that crossing the point of no return may very well be inevitable. The nightmarish consequences are out of apocalyptic cinema. Flooding tripled by 2030, a global climate refugee crisis, and increasingly hot summers as the Earth warms by up to 6 degrees this century. And with such scorching hot summers becoming the norm, what better way to cool off than with that frosty sweet treat we all know and love? Ice cream. Available at dedicated parlors in the cool case at your local supermarkets, these dairy delights provide at least some temporary relief from the coming heat death of civilization. Today, we decide the best ice cream in America in two rounds of competition. First, the three biggest store-bought ice cream pints square off. The esteemed cream with a gibberish foreign word name, Häagen-Dazs. The Vermont Creative Mix-In outlet founded by the hippie duo of Ben and Jerry. And upstart low-calorie, low-guilt indulgence, Halo Top. Then the victor will compete for the unified title against the chain that won our parlor division, Baskin-Robbins. This week on Doughboys, cool off from climate change with the conclusion of the Evan Susser Summer Ice Cream Invitational. Welcome to Doughboys, the podcast about chain restaurants. I'm Nick Weiger, alongside my co-host, Eaton Hunt, the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell.
Eaton Hunt, that's the coolest one yet.
Well, that was courtesy of Julia Pelkovsky. If you have an insult you'd like me to use on Mitch at the top of the show, roastspoonman@gmail.com.
There's now two flies in here? What the hell?
I don't know. I mean, clean your place, I guess. Or keep your window shut.
I was airing it out today. There was a hot summer day, but now there's two flies.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
They multiplied when I went to the bathroom. I came out, and there was two flies.
Oh, they saw what you were up to.
I thought you were going to say one came out of my pants or something. Eaton Hunt. I feel like Tom Cruise would hear that and go,
I think that was a lot of fun. I think that was great. He'd clap his hands together. Boy, maybe jump up on a couch and start dancing on it. It was just jumping on the couch.
He's just jumping on it. It wasn't even that crazy.
It wasn't even that crazy. It wasn't.
Our friend Ryan Perez, he had a Tom Cruise tweet went viral.
Yes,
here's the crazy part about this. Perez loves Cruise.
Yeah,
and then people were making fun of him left and right. I mean, it was a very funny tweet.
It was a gentle interview.
Explain what it was.
You know what? You know the rules of Doughboys. You talk when we introduce you, piece of shit.
Yeah, I have special privileges.
You know the rules of Doughboys. We talk obliquely about things that will have happened three and a half weeks ago. As of the episode's release,
you describe the tweet, but also first, how to Spoon Nation, Mitchie One Spoon, is the Spoon Man, mm-hmm. Mike Mitchell.
Right, I'm Mitchie Two Spoons now.
You're Nick Weiger is Nick. Mitchie Two Spoons Weiger. I'm Mike the Spoon Man Mitchell.
On a recent Doughboys double episode, I took Mitch's nickname from him. So that's a Burger Boy is gone. Nick Mitchie Two Spoons Weiger is alive and well.
Insane. Why not
Nicky Two Spoons? Emma raises a good question.
Yeah, Nicky Two Spoons works way better.
I'll go to the commissioner.
Mitch, play the drop. Here's a little drop for you. Here we go. Can suck his own dick, suck his own dick, suck his own dick, dick. Can suck his own dick, suck his own dick, suck his own dick. Dick can suck his own dick. Suck his own dick, suck his own dick, suck his own dick. Dick can suck his own dick. Suck his own dick, suck his own dick, suck his own dick, suck his own dick. I gotta say, I was annoyed at that drop at first, and then it did make me laugh.
Yeah, I found, content aside, I found it just like kind of like unpleasant to listen to. You just like the sounds. I felt like that sort of
that's your voice, my man.
That's not what I sound like. I have a human voice.
That was from one of the two kings of drops. That was a shampoodler drop.
Here's what you got to do, Mitch. You got to give out with a drop address, because otherwise the only people who know the drop address, which you gave out like once in 2015, are the only people who are going to send them in.
Wrong, Nick. It's that people, if you have a drop, send it to spoonmandrops@gmail.com.
All right, great.
You happy?
Yeah, I'm happy.
I did it your fucking way, and you psycho.
Post that on social media periodically as a reminder for people out there.
Don't tell Yusong what to do.
Yusong's giving me a thumbs up. God. He likes me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yusong's one of my closest friends. Not that much of a joke. Closer to reality than you'd think. Mitch, I want to talk a little bit about, we got, you know, Mission Impossible Fallout. We discussed it in a little bit of spoiler-free depth on a recent Patreon episode, but also...
I did my great Sean Harris impression.
It's a fantastic Sean Harris impression. It's a Golden Plate Club exclusive. It's legitimately good.
Jesus.
It is, it's good. Right. I was impressed by it. We got some MI Fallout swag. Courtesy of Adam and your friends at Paramount, they sent over some Fallout swag.
That's
that
right.
Included we each got hoodies, we got t-shirts, and we got hats. A lot of fun. My shirt, and they guessed at our sizes. I got an L for my shirt and hoodie.
Uh-huh.
And they gave you an XL for yours.
Your point is that it's not going to fit me.
No, I'm not making that point at all. I'm just saying they took a stab at the sizes.
That hoodie's got its own Mission Impossible.
This is a joke Susser made before. Now, I'm not one to... I also make jokes beforehand.
Right.
And reuse them. Ice cream is on the Alexa. Now... It's not anymore. Well, there it is. No, it still is.
Mitch has people who maybe aren't sure what's going on, Mitch has an Alexa with a screen on it on the table where we record, and sometimes things that we say just pop up on that screen.
What are you going to say?
The back of that hoodie is going to fall out.
All right. Anything else, Sus?
The hat also has a Mission Impossible. To fit over that pumpkin of a head of yours.
You know what? Just like Tom Cruise riding in the helicopter every day, I think that...
The hoodie's going to self-destruct as soon as you put it on.
I think that I'm going to take a page out of Cruise's book. I'm going to fit in that hoodie soon, Nick.
Oh, you'll get there.
Yeah.
You're slimming down. Hey, you've slimmed down quite a bit. You've been hitting the gym with consistency.
Hey, this isn't condescending at all.
I'm not being condescending. I'm saying... You're making a lot of progress. It's very noticeable. People comment on the on social media. They say, like, looking good, Mitch.
I'm getting swole, baby. uh, I'm gonna have to have change my nickname again when I become Buff, the Buff Spoon Man. And then
I think you could punch up Buff Spoon Man. It's kind of a first pitch.
Polished spoon. How's that?
Okay.
You know what? I don't think anyone will like me if I start gloating that I'm buff. So I'm going to start doing it now when I'm not buff. Nick, what's up?
You know what's up is that we've got a regular guest here. He's already chimed in a little bit. He's the commissioner.
He hasn't been on for a while.
He hasn't been on for a while. He's been very busy.
He came on, you know, I'm going to out you in some way right now. You came on the live show.
Yeah.
And he's like, I like that. I like coming into the show an hour.
That is good. I like doing drop.
He's like, I don't want to be the main guest anymore. I want to be the guy who drops in towards the end of the episode. Excites everybody.
It was. You got a nice pop when you walked into to our live show.
Thank you.
But here, guess what? You're the main guest in this one. No hour in pop in.
You got to sustain a full episode, my friend. No one's going to come in at the 60-minute mark and jack up everyone's energy level. He's the commissioner of the Doughboys Tournament of Champions and a screenwriter whose credits include Fist Fight in the upcoming movie Sonic the Hedgehog. Evan Susser is back.
And judging by his reactions now, already tired after the first double that we've recorded.
It's late. I'm tired.
Oh, guys, it's great to be here. I'm happy to be here on a main episode. I feel like I've been on a few doubles, but I have been away
Susser,
for a little while.
We want to say this. You've been away for a while. There's a good reason for it. Yep. Do you want us to say it or do you want to say it?
I'll say it is I'm a father. He's I had a baby. Father.
Yeah. So this will have been chronologically, we'll have already given this bit of information on the previous live episode.
Some people don't listen to the live episodes because they're meandery.
Right.
But yes.
Unlike our regular episodes, which are focused.
But yes, everyone has been listening at home and they've been saying, where's the commissioner? Where's Susser?
Yeah.
We miss Susser.
We've gotten a lot of that.
Too much Gabrus. We want more Susser. Gabrus is loud and kind of funny, but you get sick of him. Susser provides a solidness. Gabrus is trying to replace Susser. Get him out of there. Susser is not jealous about it. It's just a thing that we're all thinking. That's what everyone at home. That's what everyone at home is thinking.
Right.
And you had a child.
And I had a child, and that's why I've been away. That's the only reason I'd be away. Mm-hmm. And I actually, I think this is okay to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a child. Basically, she arrived earlier than expected.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the Tournament of Champions.
It was crazy. That was one of the reasons Yusong stepped in so ably, I might add.
Yes.
To take over your duties.
And I bumped into a past guest of the podcast and fan, Jason Mantzoukas.
Whoa.
And he came up and this was actually my first time meeting Jason.
Zooks.
And he said, oh, I'm a big fan of your work commissioning.
Wow.
Which I appreciated. And he said, but I got to ask, like, why weren't you there at the finals? You know, what happened? And I had to explain to him that I had a child. So I thought that you guys would appreciate that.
I do. You thought that we'd appreciate the story where you got noticed.
I thought you'd appreciate that, Jason.
I do. He's the man. We gotta have him back.
Thanks for listening, Zooks.
Yeah. But also the part about me being recognized.
Susser. What?
Take that out.
You don't want her name? Oh, fair enough. We'll bleep it. Okay. So this can be.
I think we should call her the Dough Baby.
For
the purposes.
That's fair. I should have asked you.
Yeah.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
That I took the Dough Baby out for her first Jewish deli experience.
It's true. Mitch did that. It was very sweet.
You didn't do not solo though, right?
No.
Yeah, it was just the two of us. Why are you fucking psycho?
Mitch came over. He saw her and he was like, I think you were kind of expecting her to like maybe talk or this was like very soon. It was like a month and a half.
Yeah.
And you responded like, oh, I don't think people usually let me around babies this little.
It was a very early, like in the state. Like, I don't think a lot of people had met your child at that point.
No. Well, and I will if it's okay.
Was this the kind of thing getting Mitch there early? How it's like you're kind of supposed to expose your baby to filth for allergens.
Exactly.
Right.
So she was born about a month early. Then there was a little bit of a scare where we were at the hospital a little bit longer than expected.
We were thinking about you big time.
Yes, I appreciate it. I think that the listeners would like this. So it was kind of
you know, a scary thing where we're at the hospital, everything good. There was a little bit of a health scare, so we ended up in the NICU. And I, you know, I think we were talking about, you know, oh, like, I'll be back, and I can probably call in for the Tournament of Champions.
Yeah.
And then I had to text you guys and say, hey, this, just to be blunt, like, this is kind of a scary thing happening.
Right.
And I think people would appreciate your reactions, which, both, first of all, I will both say you're very supportive and great friends in this kind of moment. But Nick, you responded and say, oh, my God, it's so horrible. Let me know if there's anything you can do. I will not be texting you anymore for respect to your privacy at this time. which was Nick's way of doing it. And Mitch's was, oh, my God, that's crazy. What's happening? Oh, it'll be okay. Then an hour later, any updates? Hey, hey, what's happening? Like, hey.
And I probably sent you those for the next month.
Yes, for the next month. Like, any update? Like, new doctor? Like, have you... Do you have anything? So it was very, but I appreciated both of you guys in your own way being very supportive. It was very sweet. And then from, you know, the chain restaurants standpoint, I thought that Doughboys listeners would like this. So when you have a baby, you kind of expect that you're going to be able to leave the hospital with the baby. And because the baby ended up in the NICU unexpectedly. Mm-hmm.
By the way, can I just, what is this, partly because my name's in it, what is the NICU?
Okay, it's...
Jesus, not Nick University.
It's where you study the WAGs.
Self-suck one.
You can major in Mignonese.
Well, it's ICU.
Okay, but for newborns.
For newborns.
Oh, I got it. Okay, now I understand. Yes. Sorry.
Yeah, neonatal.
Okay, yes. Got it.
You only fool who couldn't figure this out. My name did it. You call me the dumb one?
I just wanted to know what the acronym meant.
So anyway, we were, you know, first of all, it was funny. We were at Cedars-Sinai, the hospital, where someone, like, a friend of ours who had kids was like, oh, hey, just so you know, they've got a great breakfast burrito at the cafeteria there. And I was like, what? Like, okay, I don't think it's going to come up. And then we did have the baby, and it was kind of like, I don't want to try this breakfast burrito. And I'm like, Jamie, like, you're probably hungry from giving birth. Like, I swing by that cafeteria. I was thinking maybe get a breakfast burrito. She's like, what? Like, I'm sure someone could bring us, like, food or something. They have food. I'm like, we have snacks. I'm like, yeah. I kind of feel like stretching my legs.
Did you get the breakfast burrito?
I got the breakfast burrito.
How was it?
Like, it was pretty good.
Was it really?
But then, you know, ended up at the hospital for a long time, and I had that stupid breakfast burrito like 7 times, and a lot of that hospital food. And then...
What was on this breakfast burrito?
It was eggs. You could pick bacon or sausage and hash browns. So not like that. You know, just pretty simple.
Was it scrambled eggs or was it...
It was scrambled eggs, okay. Yeah.
Was it good?
It was fine.
Mm. Yeah. Guys, my appendix is acting up. I might need to get out of here.
You could just go to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
You seem like the type of guy who would stop by the hospital to get a meal anyway, you freak.
I do. I will say, because Natalie and I live in an apartment building right by a big office park. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I'm not working, I'll just like walk into the office park where like people are working and like have lunch there and sort of
do
like...
Do people get below their desks?
All right.
But then the last bit of food. So, the baby was in... the NICU, and you know,
which is scary. It is a scary place to be, but it's also the best place for you to be.
And my wife and I, you know, you can't stay with the baby at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So for the first few days, we just got a hotel by the hospital, and then at a certain point, you're kind of like, well, wait, how long is this going to be?
Yeah,
it's gonna, you know, that starts getting expensive, and so we at one point were like, look, it seems like things are stable. We should just go home, but it's a very hard thing.
Yeah,
to go home.
We talked about this briefly because my dad was in the intensive care unit, and you're like that night he was in the intensive care unit. Mm-hmm. They're like you can go to the you can go home, or and my mom and sister were like, oh, we're staying, but like before they said that, I was like, yeah, we should probably go home. Like, I mean, it's a natural thing,
right?
It's not, it's,
but so to do that is very hard. I mean, I was like very emotional, and then also too, there's a thought of, like, we need to eat. We don't have, like, food. It's been, like, a while.
Yeah.
So I'm through, like, tears. And
Jerry's like, should we order Domino's? We order Domino's. And we get back home, and we're both like in tears. Yeah. The pizza guy shows up. And he's like, everything okay? And you know what? It was the best Domino's.
Oh, wow.
And it hit the spot. And then, and just for anyone listening, everything ended up being completely okay with the health stuff. And it was just a kind of a scary few days and everything like that. But I think that Domino's, it was already the winner of our Tournament of Champions.
Yes.
Hell pizza. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that for me, then it really will have a special place in my heart forever because we needed it.
We picked a good winner. Nick, we picked a good winner.
Yeah. You know what? We're the heroes of this story.
But.
You also, Sasha, I'll put you at, I'll make you feel a little better. I'm crying like that every time the Domino's guy comes over.
But anyway, off of trivial matters, onto the business at hand.
Yes.
For sure, yes. But also, I want to say quickly that we care very much for you and Jamie, a great couple and now a great family. Yes. And we love the Dough Baby, whose name I shouldn't have said, but the Dough Baby is great, and we're happy that everything worked out perfectly.
Thank you. I appreciate that, guys. And like I said, you guys were very... You're very supportive during that time and gave a very generous gift. I appreciate it. And the dough baby is very lucky to have such great dough uncles.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Too bad Weiger can't meet her.
Okay, come on. Mitch, you'll always be the dough baby to me.
Gotta love me.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing all of that with us, Susser.
Yeah,
that
was,
of
course. That's great.
What I wanted to talk to beyond that,
yes,
is our business at hand.
Yes.
We've got this is a thing that we are, in the spirit of the previous contest that you've overseen, the Evan Susser Summer Ice Cream Invitational. We did part one on Doughboys Double this previous Tuesday. However, for people who aren't members of the Golden Plate Club, who don't subscribe to our Patreon, can you sort of orient everyone and let people know what we're getting into here?
Happily. Okay. So, here's the situation. I was not able to be as much a part of the Tournament of Champions this year as I would have liked.
That's right.
Oh, I should say people may remember I did call in at the very end.
Yes.
And that was once we did get home and everything was fine. Mitch did text me. He's like, so can you call in now? But I was happy to do that, and that was fun. But
also, do you have any of that pizza left?
That was me then?
Yeah.
Why, kill that fly, would you?
No.
Why?
It's a beautiful living creature.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Jesus.
So I wanted to be back meddling with the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And
this is the first time you've admitted to
it. I think I've been pretty upfront from the beginning.
Yeah.
Not fair. So we thought it would be fun. It's a summer. What do you think of when you think of summer? Only one thing.
Mm-hmm. Ice cream.
Ice cream.
You want us to say it? Right. Ice cream.
Well, I'm also glad that you guys accepted my premise that the only thing you think of when you think of summer is ice cream. But good. I'm glad
it's up there.
Yeah.
Would you say it's up there, Nick?
Yeah, it's up there. I remember ice cream. I remember AC. I remember playing video games. I remember thinking, just 6 more weeks until school begins anew.
Oh, God. You're such a loser.
Anyway,
do you know Nick still gets a new Trapper Keeper every year? Go ahead, Sasha.
They're very functional.
Yes. So, ice cream. We're going to have a little mini tournament.
Yes.
Parlor versus parlor.
Mm-hmm.
Pint versus pint.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Versus pint.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that later.
Oh, God.
And they would face off the winner of the parlor division versus the winner of the pint division in the great Evan Susser Ice Cream Summer Invitational.
That's right.
So this has just been for this week. So this is the conclusion. This is the finals. We're going to sort through all of that. We can recap real quick what happened on our Patreon episode
previously on Doughboys Double.
Oh, we should put one of those in there.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
Previously on. No, this just makes editing work for Emma.
No, she's happy to do it. She's shrugging. She's like, this is great.
She's shrugging like, fuck, this sucks.
She loves it.
Previously on The Doughboy's Double.
Great. So we'll have heard that up top, and that will give you a little bit of expo.
We probably just could have done our own version of it right then.
All right.
Previously on the Doughboy Double.
So Mitch is throwing a fit. He's like losing his mind because we're not getting his ice cream flavor.
And the winner is Baskin Robbins.
Oh my God, I'm the man.
All right, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. So Baskin Robbins defeated Cold Stone Creamer, which we did not have a good Cold Stone experience. And our Baskin Robbins, I thought, was very, very solid. But let's get into the pints. These are the top store-bought brands. Mm-hmm. And yeah, some people could maybe say, here's what we're doing, Ben & Jerry's, Häagen-Dazs, Halo Top. And some people could maybe say, like, hey, where's Dreyer's? Where's Breyer's? Where's Eddie's? And our thought process was...
You should have had a third one that rhymed. Dreyer's, Breyer's, and Eddie's?
What's up? There isn't a third one that rhymed. It should have invented one. It would have been
cool if there was, yeah.
Here was my theory, and...
Yes, that would have been cool.
And chime in if you disagree.
Yes.
No one is going to be saying, where's Dreyer's
or Breyer's? I agree with you.
Like, people yes. maybe get this a lot, get Dreyer's or Breyer's. Maybe that's even their go-to ice cream. Nobody cares about
Nobody
Dreyer's.
Cares no, that much.
This is a Weiger thing. This is insane.
No, but I just wanted to address it. And also, too, if anyone...
Where's Eddie's?
That's what they call Dreyer's, like east of the Mississippi.
And Bluebell we couldn't get out here.
Yeah, Bluebell is not available.
Is one that people would be passionate about right. and want about, but we couldn't get it. Sorry.
I wish Friendly's was available, huh, Emma? Ugh, she didn't even care. She did. She barely looked up.
She's working on editing this previously on. Oh, God. It's going to keep her up all night.
There's Friendly's and Brigham's, rest in peace.
Uh-huh.
Those were the big Boston ones.
Yeah.
Am I missing any? I think Friendly's is even almost gone. Yeah, Friendly's is almost all gone.
Wow.
Tough, rough go for the New England ice cream chains.
More like unfriendlies?
There is one Friendly's left. What? You need to go to Boston this year.
I would love to go to Friendly's. I'll go to Friendly's with you. I'm very excited.
To Boston you got
to
go.
Yeah, I'll go to Boston.
You're afraid that you're going to get beat up.
I'm certain that I'm going to get beat up. May or may not be related to your Quincy friends.
It's 100% going to be related.
Bully me relentlessly on social media. Hey, you know, Friendly's wants to succeed in the 21st century. Maybe they should update to Facebook Friendly's.
Oh, my God. Facebook Friendly's?
Yeah.
Wait, did I? Okay, because you're friends on Facebook. Yeah. I truly did not get it at all for a minute.
Facebook Friendly's.
Yeah, Susser didn't get it. Everyone else listening got it. And liked it. They thought it was a very good joke. So Ben & Jerry's, Häagen-Dazs, Halo Top. I think we should just get into it. I think we should just crack these pints open and start taking some spoonfuls.
I am going to take a lactate that Yusong gave me.
It's very nice of him. After you bullied him relentlessly while we were recording the previous episode.
He deserved it.
He did not deserve it. He's doing a good job. So should we get into the scoring system while we're waiting for these pints to come out?
Oh, the insane scoring system?
Yes.
So is there a new category or anything like that or no?
No, it's just the same. But everyone maybe hasn't listened because this is...
I know. I was just asking if anything's changed, but you got to tell them anyway.
Okay. Yes. These are the categories. The categories, each of the first three categories has 10 possible points.
Okay.
The last category has possible negative 30 points. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So a maximum score of 30, minimum score of negative 30.
I dropped my fucking lactate, so hold on a second. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yusong, could you grab that lactate? I mean this sincerely. Thank you.
You don't want Wally to eat it so he can enjoy his saucer of milk?
Here,
shut the fuck up.
Here are the categories. Flavors.
Mm-hmm.
First bite joy. This is the idea that when you get into ice cream, your first lick or your first bite, how much joy does it bring you?
Right.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I think that that's really something that you associate with ice cream.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big part of it. Okay. And flavors, I think, encapsulates both creativity, but also execution of classics, which is one thing that we're going to get with one of these.
Okay. And then... Then not to tip the scales to favor anyone, but something that I read that Ben and Jerry, the men, say is you can tell how good an ice cream place is by how good their hypothetical vanilla is.
Right.
So now we're not trying vanilla from any of these. Oh, we are trying vanilla.
We are
from
trying
one
vanilla.
So
I insisted.
So then we're evaluating based on either vanilla
or theoretical vanilla
right.
of the place.
How good its vanilla would be if you'd had its vanilla, judging on the flavors that we just tasted.
And yeah. then...
Ben and Jerry's are right, by the way. Vanilla is a flavor. They're absolutely correct that
and,
it's
And then, the great for the gauge. Fourth category, with potentially negative 30 points, is Rumbly's.
Right.
How much does this ice cream make you feel like you're going to be sick?
Yes.
Later tonight or tomorrow?
Lactate is strange tasting.
Yeah, you're really making a face. You're really scrunching up while you're eating that.
And
it doesn't taste that bad once it like it tastes like cookie
Mitch,
dough.
Right.
Yeah.
One new category.
Whoa.
For only 2 points, pint design.
Pint design. Oh, that's a good one.
I liked it. I like it. So
okay, good.
Do I take water with this lactate? No. Ooh, wait. All right, so Emma shrugged, then Yusung said no, and then he gave me a half and half with his hand.
Yusung and Emma told you like 20 times, have it with your first bite.
This is the right time.
You didn't have the bite.
Well, let's
specified, and they said that you don't actually eat it with the ice cream. You don't have to put it on top of your ice cream.
You should have had it. Why couldn't you just do it literally right before you're going to do it? Why
right,
you
jump?
Because we're about to do it right now.
No, the ice cream hasn't been opened.
Yeah, it is. We did all that behind the scenes.
Here's
sus.
What happened. Mitch panicked because he dropped his lactate on the floor.
I didn't panic. I'm not
first
like you.
Was eat it,
and I did eat it. This is insane.
So we've got, so we're going to the Haagen-Dazs first. The flavors we've got of Haagen-Dazs, we've got green tea, we've got vanilla, and we've got coffee. I would say,
Jesus,
what?
These are fucking right. No, it's good.
These are good flavors. What's the problem?
No, they're good. You're right. They're good.
What is? Why are you being
vanilla and green
insincere?
Tea?
So one of these is a Yusung pick, right?
Did you pick one of these?
Yeah, I picked the green tea, and then we got the coffee because there was no cookies and creamer.
Yeah, there was no, and I told him to get the coffee instead from one of the options.
So the green tea was a Yusung pick.
Yusung, you
the
big green?
Yusung, you picked some strange flavors.
This is a good flavor. You're a big green tea ice cream guy?
Genuinely, like red bean ice cream is my favorite. Mm-hmm. I thought this would be kind of close.
Emma seems to be on the same page. I like a green tea ice cream.
So far, every Yusung choice has been my least favorite. I wonder if the trend will continue. I hope so.
To get the listeners who don't get the double up to speed, some of the storylines we've been tracking
right.
during the Susser Invitational has been Mitch being pissed off at Yusung's flavor choices.
Yeah,
that's right.
So it's happened again.
That's one angle that's been working.
Yeah, so if you guys would stop being such cheap pieces of shit and got the double, then you would have known this.
Wait a minute.
Guys, you don't do the hard sell enough for the double. That's what I think. You go on Patreon.
I can't wait to see the numbers go down after this episode.
It's a lousy $5 for one podcast extra episode.
It is a lousy way to spend $5.
Shut up, you fool. Stop. All right, let's get into these pints. I'm going to take the vanilla first, please. Emma, would you hand me the vanilla? Thank you.
Great. These
I
so
it would be possible to eat with plastic spoons. We don't really need the bowls.
What is your objection to using the metal spoons?
Well, we can use them. I don't care.
You just don't want to wash them again.
How are we doing this?
Fuck you,
Mitch. How are we doing this?
We're gonna bite into the. I think we hand around the pipes.
We don't need the bowls.
We don't need the bowls.
Okay,
great. Emma, can you hand some of those metal spoons over this way? We're going metal because I think if you're going plastic trying to dig directly into a pint, it's going to be a little bit of a disaster bottle.
I'm taking a bite of vanilla ice cream right now.
Right.
I'm taking a bite of green tea.
I'm going coffee.
I just want to say this to you, Weiger, that if you bought this to eat just a plain vanilla ice cream, you're a madman.
Why?
Because it's good, but it's so plain.
It's not plain. Vanilla's a flavor. The vanilla bean is an exotic delicacy.
Yusung, I've tasted the green tea. You dumb piece of shit.
Send it this way. Don't you have you bullying our producer. All right, I'm going to take a little bite of this green tea. The coffee I thought was delightful. I mean, the Haagen-Dazs coffee is one of my favorites.
I'm tasting the coffee.
I think the Jamocha at Baskin-Robbins 31 Flavors, which is one of my lovely wife Natalie's favorites, is a very, very good execution of the coffee ice cream. However, the Haagen-Dazs is right up there. I'm having the green tea right now.
The Haagen-Dazs coffee rules. It's great.
It's really good.
Haagen-Dazs coffee, very good.
My father, famously,
does not like coffee, but he likes coffee ice cream.
I've encountered that. That was like me as a boy. Yusong, I like the green tea ice cream. I think it's a delight. I think it's great. I like the flavor of it. I like that it's not cloyingly sweet. Some of these
on the front of the green tea ice cream, there's a hot cup of green tea.
Yeah, that's fine. It reminds people just what they're
going
to have.
Just what you want, right? When you're digging into an ice cream.
Well, what's on front of that? What's
the coffee on the Haagen-Dazs almost tastes like a mocha.
It's very rich and very sweet. I like that quite a bit. I need the vanilla sent this way too. I'm gonna have this one. All right, Susser's having some vanilla right now. Mitch is having the green tea. I think. Wait, did you have the green tea previously? This is your first bite.
This is my first bite. Right?
You're gonna be displeased. If Susser's displeased, you're definitely gonna dislike it.
What is that? What the fuck does that mean?
I'm just saying you're already predisposed to dislike Yusong's pick, and now you have it in your head that someone whose opinion you respect disliked it as well. I'm having the vanilla right now.
Yusong. They up at Cornell University, they must give fucking diplomas to a bunch of fucking dipshits. Because this flavor, again, is my least favorite of the three. You fucking idiot.
I think it's good, Yusong. You did a good job, buddy. Don't let Mitch get you down.
Don't let Mitch get you down. Susser said the same thing.
We're both in the same boat. We're both guys who get bullied by Mitch. It's all right.
The Haagen-Dazs,
you just have to fight back.
The Haagen-Dazs vanilla is good.
It's good.
I kind of like imagined it like somehow like getting it like in a little like one pack. Like it could be like really refreshing, but it's not quite like rich enough that like I agree with you that vanilla is a flavor.
Yes.
But I do also agree with Mitch that if you just had this on your own, it might be a little disappointing.
I think this would be a good one where you sometimes get that vanilla and you can sort of see the beans in there. I'd like to see a little beans in this one. Really lay on the vanilla flavor a little bit more. Mitch was right in his original assessment, which I had a negative reaction to, but this is a little this is a little plainer than it should be. It's a little bit more like a baseline neutral ice cream versus a strong vanilla, which I would like to get from Haagen-Dazs. But overall, the great smoothness to all three of these. The texture is very, very good.
Yes, I will say that.
All right, let's get into our next round of pints. So coming up next, we'll go to Ben & Jerry's. Now, Ben & Jerry's is, you know, we know these two Vermont hippie men who have created this empire. A lot of them have, you know, some sort of brand tie-in, and that includes one of the ones that we've got in front of us. So, Susser, talk us through our flavors.
We've got Cherry Garcia, a classic.
Right. Wow. Allusion to Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead.
We've got...
I don't like the music, but I like the atmosphere at the concerts, buddy. Oh, I can get my toque on.
Wait, Jesus. This character doesn't like the music?
No, it's too loud.
Wait, loud is the problem?
Yeah. I hang in the parking lot and get the green.
Oh, God. No one would share with you. Also, Weiger, we're going to Dave Matthews concert.
Wait, when is that again?
September 18th.
Hey, I check my calendar. I don't know if I can make it.
You're going to the Dave Matthews concert. It's a double. It's content.
Okay.
And then we've got the...
I can't wait till someone hands you a joint at the concert. And you flip out, find a cop.
Sir, it's legal now.
We've got the salted caramel core. This is kind of
That's good.
Very specialty.
Very skeptical of the core.
And then we've got the Ben & Jerry's everything but the...
That looks good
chocolate
as hell.
And vanilla ice cream, mixed peanut butter cups, fudge covered toffee pieces. And you know what? I think I told Yusong to get the Cherry Garcia. I also told him get one of the ones with the core.
Yeah.
I think the everything but the
Yusong
is the Yusong.
Wow.
He's giving a big thumbs up.
Talk about tipping the scales. He got green tea from Haagen-Dazs and the everything, all the shit, all the good fudge.
I'm surprised that you didn't get a dog shit core ice cream, Yusong.
Yeah, that's right. Even when you do a good job, we're going to drag you. Let's get into these here.
All right. So I've got the salted caramel core in front of me.
I give you each a bowl for your spoon.
Okay. Ooh,
I threw mine right on the recording device.
You know what would be nice to have on the tables? You know what we should get, Mitch?
I'm sick of this shit.
We should get like a spool of, you know, those paper towel spools that you get
rejected.
Why is that rejected?
Because it's rejected.
You've got so much shit on your table. You've got
this is all from the podcast.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, let's add one more functional element from the podcast.
A spool?
Yeah, a spool of paper towels because we eat at the table.
There is a spool right in the other room. Bring it in.
It's not accessible right now.
We'll bring it in for the fucking show.
If it was just on the table, we'd have it.
Yusong's going to get it.
We wouldn't have.
You made Yusong go get it because you're fucking so insane.
It's a reasonable thing to ask. To say that maybe that we...
Nick, look, the spool's on the table. Are you happy?
There we go. That's all. All we need to do is move that spool, this upright thing that you have, onto the table and have it live there.
God. You're a fucking loser.
This is functional because we make a mess on your table. We need to wipe our hands off.
I wish you were on a spool right now. It would turn you away from me.
Wait, hold on. I want to figure out what you're saying here. You're saying I'm on some sort of thing that you can turn, like physically.
Yeah,
so you can turn me to face in the other direction.
Yes, 100%.
Like I'm being spit roasted.
Yeah, basically, yes.
So like it's coming up my ass.
Yeah, it is. You know what?
It's
yeah,
like, that's like a torture device.
Yeah, it is.
All right, I'm going to take
Saucer, you took a chunk out of that Ben and Jerry's.
Well, here's the thing with this everything but, though. They're big chunks. It's hard to, first of all, I want to get a taste of everything, and it's just kind of unwieldy. And I will say, Yusong, you kind of fucked up. It's too much. It's too much good stuff. I actually kind of feel overwhelming. It also does not help that this is like, I've had so much ice cream at this point, and this is just like a lot of shit and sweet in the everything but, though.
I'm having the salted caramel core. I took a pic of the core. Let me tell you, this core is as much of a disaster as the 2003 science fiction film starring Aaron Eckhart of the same name.
I don't even remember that movie.
I barely remembered it. I just knew that there was one that came out, and I looked up who was in it. The core is just
interesting. You look it up, huh?
Yeah, I looked it up.
Not so smart anymore, huh?
Yeah, I don't have IMDb in my head. I don't have all of every actor from every movie just
memorized. You know what? At least with the Spoon Man, you know what you're getting. It's coming all from the noggin, my man.
You're never doing any research. The core is like, it's not coming up from the middle. It's like sort of collapsed to one end. The actual ice cream by itself is quite plain. I just don't like the core as a concept. I just think it's kind of it's kind of a mess. It's too much work. You have to think about it too much. Like I want perfect bites for. I don't want to have to work at creating perfect bites.
I think you're being too mean to this core. I've had another core that was better than this, but I think this is. You get a little bit of the core. You dip it in the ice cream. It's good. I don't know. I like it.
Unless you get the proportions perfect, it's an unpleasant eating experience.
Here's the thing: Cherry Garcia rules. It's great. It's a classic, and they know what they're doing. And also, I like the idea that it's named after Jared Garcia.
I like that, too. Let's see.
I like that three.
So everything but the, just to recap, chocolate and vanilla creams, peanut butter cups, fudge-covered toffee pieces, white chocolatey chunks, fudge-covered almonds. I'm going to take a bite or two of this thing
to
get oriented. There's a lot going on here.
The core is very sweet, so I don't know if you'll
like it. It's too sweet.
I still haven't eaten everything but the Nick, by the way.
I'm having everything but the right now, and then I'm going to send it over.
Man, I love salted caramel as a flavor, but the core is maybe too much.
It's too much. It's absolutely excessive. Emma, can you pass this in Mitch's direction? I apologize for that's messy. Thankfully, we have the spool of paper towels here, which she is using immediately.
Oh my God.
Because, like I said, it's functional. All right, so I'm digging into the everything but I've had one. I had one bite sans peanut butter cup, but it had some of the other stuff. I'm having one with the peanut butter cup now. We'll see how this adds up. The peanut butter cup is so frozen. It's like a whole peanut butter cup. It's kind of cumbersome to eat. That said, the flavor of this one is quite good. I think there's just maybe too much going on. Susser, What are your Ben and Jerry's go-tos? Like, are you
for
someone
me,
who regularly yep, gets it?
I am very glad you asked. Growing up, it was the ice cream spot right by the movie theater.
Right.
A parlor, which this is also, this whole thing is fucked. Really, what we should do is, you know, Ben and Jerry's parlor we could have done. Mm-hmm. And
I said that we should have. It was,
and then also Baskin Robbins has pints. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing's a mess.
I maintain that Ben & Jerry's is more known as a pint brand than a parlor brand. I think at this time in our lives, at this time in the world, people buy Ben & Jerry's at the supermarket. They don't get it. They don't go out of their way to go to the parlors. I think we categorized it correctly.
Okay. So anyway, I used to go though to the parlor. One of my friends worked there and would get high in the freezer.
Oh yeah.
Which, hey, Ben and Jerry, they're not going to say anything. Those hippies. My go-to flavors, I would say Cherry Garcia and either cookie dough or half-baked. Ben and Jerry's is where I had cookie dough as a flavor for the first time. Mm.
People forget that that was like a new thing at some point.
Mm-hmm. So those would probably be my go-to flavors. And I, you know, we'll try the other things, but I would say that's really kind of... also, when I think of Ben and Jerry's, I think of the movie City Slickers. Mm. They have the two characters that are based kind of on Ben and Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
And that's fun.
That is fun.
I like that.
I like that too, honestly.
How do you guys feel about the Legend of Curly's Gold?
Don't love.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to, but the first movie has a lot more, like...
First movie's so great.
Yeah, it really is great.
Where's the City Slickers reboot?
Hey.
That's one of that one there.
Yeah, I wish you could see my inbox. My sent mail to my agent. Get me in there.
All right,
you remind me of those movies in many ways. Like I think that was an inspiration for
Babalu
you.
Babalu Sus.
That's right. Lowell and Babalu are the two guys who wrote that movie.
Mm, yeah, legendary Hollywood screenwriting duo. Cherry Garcia is great. That is a great, great flavor. Mitch, did you have this one yet?
I did.
I love it. I love the cherries. I love the chocolate chunks.
Here until right now.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Not a big cherry guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I like cherries, just not in ice cream.
Right.
What do you?
I like the singular cherry on a sundae. Don't get me wrong. I just don't want it mixed in.
Wait, so in what context do you like cherry pie?
Cherry pie I like.
Okay.
Yeah.
My
cherry cheesecake? Sure.
My wife and I just had a cupcake that had one of those maraschino cherries, and we like split the cupcake in half, and it was like half the maraschino cherry, and she had her half, and she's like, did you want your half of the maraschino cherry? I'm like, yeah, of course.
It's good that now that you're a husband.
Right.
It's good for your child when your child gets a little older. Yeah. Can I have the no. cherry? No, it's mine. Which mine is mine and yours is yours.
I do remember when Cherry Garcia as a thing lit some. And hey, let's get Yusung, if you don't mind, let's get us prepped for these Halo tops. So we'll have those up next. I do remember Cherry Garcia was one of the flavors that kids told me about at school as something that was weird. Like it was like our parents got this ice cream. It's called Cherry Garcia, and they like described everything that was in it, and everyone was like, oh, it's weird. And then also like Funky Monkey was another one, which was the. I think it's banana ice cream with chocolate chunks. They're both good, but they are like there was a time when flavors that weren't just like wholly conventional were sneered at in the way that Mitch sneered at the green tea ice cream.
The green tea ice cream sucked.
It was good. It's a totally valid kind of ice cream to get.
I think I'm convinced Yusong made it himself and put the label on.
All right, so Halo Top I have not had, but this is the current phenomenon. Yeah, I love ice cream, but I'm also like this low calorie ice cream. I'm like, I'd rather just go all the way.
It looks like shit.
Emma, yeah, that does look like shit. So okay, Emma,
let's get a picture. This is just opened.
Emma just opened the which flavor is this? This is the pecan something and waffles. Pancakes and waffles. That's a little redundant.
This is. Yeah,
I'm already biased against this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not redundant. Okay.
Yeah.
They have numbers on the box, and that's how many calories are in the whole pint.
Right. So this has 320 if you eat all of it, which I call bullshit.
You don't think that?
Don't believe it?
I think they're lying. They're lying through their teeth.
You're being insane.
I think this is like that classic episode of Seinfeld when they find out the Froyo is a scam. I think that's what's going on here. But let me bite into this pancake and waffles. It does have a very smooth texture to it. This is the one where I think part of the way they get away with the less calories is that they have some sort of artificial sweetener. How are they sweetening it here? Yeah, stevia leaf is part of what they're sweetening, so they're cutting out a lot of the sugar.
Oh, I think this sucks. I'm eating the cookie cream one, and I think it's terrible.
Yusong, can you come over here?
Pancake and waffles is okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got some, it's very strong maple flavor. Definitely a little bit of an artificial aftertaste.
So the instructions for Halo Top were,
cookie dough, pancake and waffles, which we have, and or if they didn't have birthday cake or red velvet, and then one Yusang pick. We have sea salt caramel,
mm-hmm.
pancake and waffles,
yeah,
and then what's that one?
Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream.
What's the issue?
Cookie dough.
Oh.
I thought I texted, because there was no cookie dough, would cookies and cream be acceptable?
Yeah, I think I texted back yes. Mm-hmm. So that's on
me. There's a little side chain with Yusang and Nick.
It was in the main group chat.
The Doughboy's ultimate chain?
Yusang, Susser is not your boss. No. You don't work for him.
That's not what we agreed to.
He doesn't have hiring and firing power. You did a good job.
Susser?
Cookies and creams is a fine substitute.
I salute you for calling Yusang out like this. People need to be held accountable, Nick.
I don't see this in the text message chain, though. They didn't have the cookie dough.
Private text.
Do you realize what, like,
you know what the private text was? Is you saw, Nick, I have an idea. Okay, I think these ice creams are better. Oh, fuck.
Okay. Also, is cookies and cream cool for Halo Top instead of cookie dough? Weiger, I think so. Well, guess what? You thought wrong.
Guess what, Yusang? Cookies and cream, terrible. The worst ice cream I've eaten today. And I like cookies and cream.
I don't think that's his fault.
Try it, though. It is legit bad. Here, give me one of those ice creams.
All right. Pancakes and waffles is going to Emma. Emma is sending it over to Mitch. I am going to dig into the cookies and cream right now.
I'm trying the sea salt caramel, which...
Oh, man.
I guess this is the Yusang pick.
The pancakes and waffles kind of everything's so much like Yusang pick. It smells so... They're all Yusang picks. These last ones are all Yusang picks. This smells so much like syrup, it's disgusting. Emma also is also mad at Yusang.
hey, so I just had the cookies and cream, which was Yusang got that as a substitute. Hey, Yusang, I have a question real quick.
Yeah.
What the fuck is your problem?
Oh my God.
Sorry, I wanted ice cream, not frozen dog shit.
Okay, sea salt caramel, like I said, it's one of my favorite flavors. Yusang picked this one out. I'm sure it's very good. Let me try it.
Yeah.
Actually, it's fine.
Yeah. let me have this one.
That was actually fine.
Right. Yeah, I would say this one, the cookies and cream tastes so artificial. It definitely does not have any sort of Oreo element. The texture is completely off for a cookies
Pancakes
and cream
and
ice cream.
Waffles fucking sucks, too.
It's really weird.
Awful.
It's very maple-y. I found that the maple-y I was all okay with, but just like the artificial aftertaste is a little bit much for me.
What dog park did you pick these up from, fucking Yusang?
Yusang, come over here. Do we have another spoon?
Yusang, eat this. You gotta eat it.
We should make him eat this one. This one's pretty bad. The sea salt caramel is fine. It's not objectionable.
Okay. Yeah, the cookies and cream is pretty bad.
It is awful.
No, honestly, I will say the sea salt caramel, if it was this versus the Ben & Jerry's core, I actually think I would prefer this. Because
I agree.
It's just like a little, it is the flavor. It doesn't weirdly taste as artificial.
Right. That's the one, my Halo Top proof of concept.
Why are we ending with Halo Top? This sucks.
It's the new kid on the block. It's the best-selling pint in America now.
This sucks. Yusang set this up.
A horrible aftertaste in my mouth.
Why, the Burger Boy and Yusang have set this up so that we'd have a shitty taste in our mouths at the end of the competition.
We weren't trying to set up anything.
Bring Cherry Garcia back over here.
Pancake
and waffles. The smell is overwhelming.
I've had all three at this point.
Kind of in a fun way.
Sea salt caramel is the best one, and
yeah.
It's still not great.
It's the one where it's like, okay, I kind of get the hype behind Halo Top. I kind of get the idea that like, oh, this is really only 320 calories for this entire pint, and it tastes approximately like ice cream, and the flavor is not objectionable. That one I get. The other two, especially the cookies and cream, I found generally unpleasant.
I'm going in for a bite of everything but to end mine.
Halo Top, the pancakes and waffles, that one I actually kind of think it's like a cute, weird flavor.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's a little artificial. I don't hate, the cookies and cream Halo Top is disgusting.
Right, it's really bad.
I can't believe they sell that.
Yeah.
Can't believe Yusang did that.
I also don't understand why it's so hard.
You would think that would be a pretty easy flavor for them to approximate.
Yeah.
All right, well, those are all our Halo Tops. Mitch and Susser are clearing their palates with scoops of other ice cream. I'm not doing so because I'm not a child. And we're going to get into our judging here. So again, 10 points apiece for Flavors, first bite, and vanilla, or theoretical vanilla. 2 points apiece for pint design, and negative 30 points for Rumbly's. I will start Häagen-Dazs. I enjoyed all the flavors. I thought the vanilla could have been a little bit more forward. I actually like the green tea. The coffee was great. The coffee may have been... The coffee or the Cherry Garcia is the best flavor I had of the nine of these. I'm going to give this an 8 for flavors. First bite... I mean, the first bite I had was of that green tea, and I enjoyed it. And the first bite of the coffee is great.
Oh, I call bullshit.
I like the green tea ice cream. I have always liked green tea ice cream. I think it's a good, valid flavor. I'm certain there are a lot of green tea acolytes out there. Hashtag green tea nation. Emma's a member. She just gave the hang loose symbol. The coffee is particularly pleasant. The vanilla has a nice first bite to it. Good texture to all of these. I'm going to give this a 9. Theoretical vanilla. Hey, I had the actual vanilla, but you know what? I wish they'd actually step it up a little bit. I'm going to give it an 8. Although it's an 8.
Okay.
It's very good, but it could be a little better. Pint design. Love the Häagen-Dazs. I love the brand name, even though it doesn't mean anything. I like the gold coloration. I'm going to give that a 2. And Rumbly's, it's hard to judge at this point. I'm just going to give it a... I'm going to be safe and give this a negative 5. Ben and Cherries. I said Ben and Cherries because I had cherries on my mind from that delicious Cherry Garcia. Mm. And that definitely is the one that puts the flavors over the top for me, although the core I did not really enjoy. But the other two I thought were nice. I'm going to give it a 7 for flavors. The first bite I had was of core, and trying to cobble together a good core bite, it's just too much labor. I found that unpleasant. I'm going to go 6. Theoretical vanilla, I think Ben and Jerry's would do a plainish vanilla, and to me that goes right down the middle. That's a 5. Pint design, I love the Ben and Jerry's aesthetic. I think it's perfect for their brand. It's perfectly fitting. I like when they have like Jimmy Fallon on the pint. I think that's a lot of fun. More Fallon is just a note.
What?
That's just a note overall. They haven't him on tonight, though, but I think they can make him sort of a mascot for the brand. I'd like to see more Fallon on there.
Throw some Jimmy on there. You want more Fallon?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Wait, they also have Colbert. You'd prefer Fallon, though?
I think they can err on the side of Fallon. I mean, they want to throw in some Colbert. That's
Fallon
okay.
You want more Fallon on Ben and Jerry pints?
Yeah, in different contexts.
Why not Ben and Jerry? They're fun.
They are a lot of fun. But I mean, I think of them as more like the icons of the brand, not like the mascot. For Rumbly, that said, they get a 2 for pint design, and for Rumbly's, I'm doing the same. I don't see a reason to go other than negative 5 for this one. Just sort of a baseline Rumbly's possibility. Halo top flavors 0.
Whoa!
First bite 0.
Whoa! Wow.
Theoretical vanilla. Would taste awful. 0.
Whoa. Wow.
Pint design, they're fine. 1. Rumbly's, I mean, I'm going to say they get a plus 5 for Rumbly's because this isn't even ice cream.
Wow.
And those are the only positive points they're going to get.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not going to get any Rumbly's because I'm not even eating ice cream here.
I got what you did.
Let me unspool a paper towel here. I got a mess to clean up.
You want to buy another spool? No.
I think a second spool would be very functional.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
All right. Well, now we have on tape that this is premeditated. I hope you do kill me.
It's going to be accidental.
All right.
It's going to be within a fit of passion. Is that what it is? When do you get off the hook? Is it within? It's like,
none. Nothing.
You never get off the hook for murder?
Not if you've planned it out.
No. Mm.
Not if you
sometimes you get off the hook for manslaughter, never for murder.
No one will know about it then. How's that?
You think you can pull that off? You can make it just disappear?
I watch a lot of ID channel, just like my mom.
You think you could pull off the perfect murder?
I think I could kill Weiger. I think Natalie could probably help me out.
Yeah, she'd probably get pretty involved in planning.
Here's the big thing.
Yes.
If they don't find the body, even you can get away with it.
No.
Yeah, if they don't find the body ever, you're good to go, baby.
I don't think that's true. I think people have been convicted off of circumstantial evidence alone.
You couldn't even plan the perfect sandwich.
We'd go out for a fishing adventure, you and I, and I'd come back in, there was a crazy storm. That happened. And you fell overboard.
I mean, this
you sank, just, and I say, I tried to grab him, he sank immediately to the bottom. He might have been a robot.
they trawl the ocean. They'd interrogate you for when I'd fallen overboard, because that would be the thing you remember. They'd trawl the ocean for that.
Officer, please, I'm too torn up about this, is what I'd say.
Well, he's sad. I guess we can't interrogate him.
Wait, aren't you a professional actor?
I've seen Love. He's not acting.
All right, Mitch, get into your flavors. First bite, theoretical,
you
know, vanilla.
I think sharks would swim right by you, bony ass bitch. They wouldn't even want to fucking take a bite out of you.
They're not sufficiently meaty to be chum?
That's right. No shark would want to deal with you.
You know what? I will take the compliment, because I sometimes feel a little self-conscious about getting a little doughy. So it's nice to know that I'm still up here as a Slender Man.
Yeah, Slender Man is right. The original Slender Man. All right, flavors. I'll start with Haagen-Dazs. I would say that the flavors for Haagen-Dazs, that coffee's really good.
Yeah.
But then Yusong's shitty green tea brings it way down.
Disagree.
And then the vanilla is just all right. So I'm going to say it gets a 6 for flavors.
6, wow, okay.
Yusong, have you tried the green tea from Haagen-Dazs? Please do it.
Please do it.
Tell I'm interested in this because I like green tea ice cream. I thought it was a good execution, but I'm interested in what Yusong thinks.
First bite for Haagen-Dazs. I'll give it a 6 again.
6? Another 6?
Just kind of plain. I don't know. It was good. The coffee was the best first bite.
Boy, careful throwing these consecutive 6s around, Mitch. You might summon El Diablo.
If you just say 6 3 times, whatever. We're not going to get into this tonight.
You start to say, that's not what causes the devil. Then you're in your mind, you're like, wait, is it?
Theoretical vanilla, not theoretical at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it a 7, Nick. 6, 6, 7.
Okay.
God's number came in. And then pint design for Haagen-Dazs. Oh, whatever, 5.
No, it's only to 2.
Oh, it's only the 2? 1 or 2?
Or 0.
I'll give it a 1.
Great.
Negative rumblies, I'm going to go minus... I think I'm going to go minus just 5, because I think that it's not too bad.
That's what I did as well.
Halo top, flavors, 0.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa!
First bite, 0.
Yep.
Theoretical vanilla, I'll give it a 3.
How are you going to get 3 out of that?
You know what? Theoretical vanilla, 1, because it might be fun.
All right, good.
Yusong, you also get a 0 for this. Negative rumblies. I agree with you that I don't think it would hurt your stomach as much, but you know what? With all the fucking weird shit in there, I'm going to give it a negative 10.
Negative 10.
Fuck them.
You skipped pint design.
Pint design, 0. Fuck them.
0.
Whatever, they're new and their pints are fine.
Right. All right, and Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's, flavors. 9.
Wow.
Whoa.
First bite, 9.
Wow.
Theoretical vanilla, 7.
Okay.
Negative rumblies, 10.
Wait, negative 10?
Yeah.
What's your pint design score?
2.
Yeah, they do have a good. I tell you,
that's my favorite of the bunch.
Yeah, they have a nice.
I don't
design.
Want more Fallon though.
I like the font a lot.
You know what I want on there? Leno.
Oh, that would be fun.
Hey, open up. Eat a pint, my lunch. Yeah.
You call his ice cream like you got a little on your chin or something.
Yeah, a little bit on my chin. Lick it off.
It's got little chin pieces in there.
You like ice cream? Some cookie dough. You hear about this? That's fun.
Yeah, 2 for that Leno thing, 2. Yeah, that little thing. I think I should bump it up to a 5 for that Leno thing.
That Leno thing we came up with.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Susser, go ahead. Haagen-Dazs, Ben and Jerry's, Halo Top.
Okay, Haagen-Dazs flavors. Man, it's tough because I think Yusong really boned us. Because with
Yusong screwed us.
Is bone bad to say?
No, I think it's fine.
Okay, I don't know. I can't keep track.
That did sound like a correction.
Yes, it did.
Sorry.
I got nervous. Oh no! Wait.
Wait. I just want to make clear that I gave a better score to Ben and Jerry's than Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah,
you did. Yeah,
all right, good.
What did you think of the green tea, Yusong? Do you like it?
Genuinely liked it.
Hell yeah!
Whoa.
All right. Well, at least it made you happy. I did like, and I really did like the coffee.
Hey, if you don't take it home, you're taking it to the fucking dumpster, by the way.
Vanilla. God. Vanilla. I wonder if they have. Ethan, can you Google? Do they have a vanilla bean Häagen-Dazs flavor? I would be curious to know that. Mm. Like if they're two vanillas.
Mm.
But I think pretty good. I would say 6.5, I guess, for flavors.
Yeah, there is two.
There is a vanilla bean.
Okay.
Oh, well,
okay.
It looks like you fucked up once again, Isong.
Wait, hold on, I'm lost. So your score, I was adding up other ones.
Sorry, flavors, I've only gotten to flavors, and I said 6.5.
6.5, okay, great.
For Häagen-Dazs. Then first bite, it's an inoffensive, it's pleasant, it's nice, it goes down smooth. I'll go even 7 for Häagen-Dazs.
Wow.
Rumbly's, I actually think this would be one of, Pint Design.
Theoretical vanilla?
No, theoretical vanilla. Well, it's tough because we did have vanilla, but I bet their French vanilla would be even better.
Right.
I'll go with 8.
Okay.
Rumbly's, I think this would be one of the least offenders of Rumbly's. I'm going to only go with -2.
Wow. And then your Pint Design score?
0.5.
-2.5.
No, positive.
Hmm.
Wait, hold on. What? 0.5.
Okay, the -2. It's not a -2.5 for Rumbly's. It's a 0.5 for Pint Design and -2 for Rumbly's.
Right. Got exactly.
It. Okay.
Ben and Jerry's flavors. I mean, they're fun. These flavors. These are fun flavors.
They are a hoot.
Too much fun, maybe.
Hmm. Yeah. Ooh. Possibly.
So, too much fun. Oof. You don't want that.
7.5.
7.5, okay.
Okay.
So far, all right. First bite, it's like that really sweet. It's fun. It's a little too much, but I think it's pretty good. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm having ice cream. I'm having a treat.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with 8.
8.
I like that. Wow.
Then theoretical vanilla. They came up with my theoretical vanilla test.
Yeah.
So I think they do a pretty good job, but it kind of without all the bells and whistles. How good would it be? So, 7.
7, okay.
Rumbly's, I do think you might have more Rumbly's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But not too bad.
But there's just so much stuff in there.
There's just so much stuff, so -7.
And then do you have a Pint Design score?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's a 2. These are fun guys.
They're great. They're great. So much fun.
They're great.
They're great.
Okay. Can you imagine Leno on the on the pint?
Oh, man, that'd be great.
Oh, we gotta get Leno on the pint.
You throw Eubanks on there? That tastes great, Jay. Everyone's having fun.
Yeah.
All right, Halo Top.
Okay, Halo Top. Flavors, I think we had one good flavor, 2 busts, so I'll do even
3.5. 3.5, wow.
What's next?
First bite.
Ugh. Well, again, I'll split it. But no, I'll say 1.5.
1.5. Theoretical vanilla.
Theoretical vanilla. I think the vanilla would actually be bad.
Yeah, I think it would be dog shit.
So 0.5.
0.5.
And then Pint Design. I'll give it actually a 2 because I do think for what it's trying to do.
Sure.
It's slick. It has the calories, which I think, you know, brings people in.
It seems light and airy. You're right.
So I'll give it a 2. I share Mitch's concern with all this artificial stuff. I don't know how good it is for your stomach. I'll say -5.
-5, very fair. Well, guys, we have a 2-horse race.
Mm-hmm.
Halo Top is clearly way, way, way out of commission.
Yeah, fuck Halo Top, they're in the trash.
It's down between Häagen-Dazs and Ben and Jerry's. Let me just do a little math here, because this is going to be awfully close.
And do we want to go by the score, or do we want to argue if we don't like it?
I think we can go by the score, but then also argue if we don't like it.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. I'm doing a little bit more tolling.
What do you think it's going to be? I think it's Ben and Jerry's.
I think Häagen-Dazs is going to win because Weiger put it in his way. I made Ben and Jerry's win.
But the
yours probably made it win too.
But the Rumbly score, I don't know.
It was very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a winner.
Oh, man, I'm excited.
Who is it?
What do you... Okay.
With 51.5 points, Ben and Jerry's. With 57 points, our winner of the Pints division, Häagen-Dazs ice cream.
He tilted it so much in the favor of Häagen-Dazs, it was unfair.
I don't like it
either. And you know what? Susser?
Yeah.
Together we can vote on the winner. Susser, if you and I want Ben and Jerry's to win, just say the word.
This is like a United Nations Security Council veto.
That's
You're
right.
going to overturn the popular vote and tilt it towards your own desires.
Well, I would... Hold on. People are going to be mad if we do
no,
this.
No, they won't. Why? We're voting for our favorite, and two people's favorites are Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, but they literally like listen to 15 minutes of us reciting numbers.
I would say that Yusong could make the decision, but no way.
No way.
Joylessly reciting numbers.
I declare green tea the best flavor. That's not what good is that?
You're giving. By the way, you've lately given Yusong the voice of King Candy from Wreck-It Ralph.
Yusong wishes he had that power.
Oh, what a surprise! A reference for you is a fucking Disney Pixar movie.
Yeah, it's movie had too much candy stuff.
This is
not
what's,
video games.
This is what's going on. To
I've aired my grievances with Wreck-It Ralph before.
This is what's going on to face Baskin.
Have you told Zimmerman? What's that?
This is what's going on to face Baskin Robbins.
I gotta go with. You know what? Fuck you. You put it so much in Haagen-Dazs flavor. You wanted Haagen-Dazs to win, Weiger.
So said flavor instead of favor. You got ice cream on the brain.
Favor. You know that you want Haagen-Dazs to win. Yeah, I'm getting a fucking ice cream headache over here. You want Haagen-Dazs to win. Susser, I think that you and I...
You know what? I agree in my heart that Ben and Jerry's won and was better, but I think I'm going to uphold and stick with the math.
Hold on.
Wow.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
There's something new coming in. I'm changing my... The Rumblies are settled in. Haagen-Dazs, I have a new Rumbly score, -30.
I don't think so.
It's the truth. It's my numbers, just like what Weiger did, except now I'm doing it more than he did. -30 for Haagen-Dazs Rumblies.
All right, well, that gives it easily to Ben and Jerry's, because I'm not going to amend my score like fucking baby.
No, I will amend my score like a baby, and Ben and Jerry's is -30 from me.
Fine.
So I think it's still Ben and Jerry's. I don't think it quite evens out.
Whatever. Who gives a shit?
Look, we'll sort all this out. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Doughboys.
Today's episode of Doughboys is brought to you by Helix. Wags, I've had a Helix mattress now for 6 years, maybe 7 years.
Wow.
It's been a while. It was pre-pandemic. I know that much.
Man.
I know. And you know what? My sleep has greatly improved. I love my Helix mattress. It's like a cloud. Wally and Irma sleep in there together. They love it. They don't want to leave the bed.
Cute.
I don't want to leave the bed. Probably bad for you. You know what? Anytime I'm late here, blame it on Helix.
Wow.
I'm sleeping away.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, Wags, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. Models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night, which is a problem for me. I heat up.
Problem for me, too. And if your spine needs some extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design, combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It's the perfect combination of comfort and support.
Wags, I took the Helix Sleep Quiz and I was matched with a Moonlight Luxe mattress because I wanted something that felt nice and soft, just like me.
Wow. And not only is the mattress the best you've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy, as you were telling me. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box and straight to your door for free.
You know what? Ross Kimball helped me set it up. Good guy, Ross.
Shout out to Ross. Plus, Helix mattresses all come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on the model.
And now Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/doughboys and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
HELIXPARTNER20.
Mitch, did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? You know, before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about 10 subscriptions. I could not believe it when they showed me I was paying for more than 15 subscriptions each and every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about.
Wow. Wags, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Doughboys Patreon, the Doughboys Double, bye-bye.
Mitch, I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you themselves, Wags.
Wow. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
Wow.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/doughboys.
Do it.
Hey, Mitch, this ever happened to you? You walk into a store and you're like, oh, I'm going to get myself a bottle of wine. What the hell do I get?
Wags, it happens to me all the time. I get wine anxiety. I don't know what the hell to do.
That's why I love our next sponsor, Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a box of the market's best quality wines however often you'd like for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores.
How do they do it? Naked Wines connects winemakers and wine drinkers directly, allowing for vineyard-to-your-door delivery at up to 60% off what you would pay in store. By cutting out the traditional retail middlemen, costs, and markups, winemakers can pass those savings on to you without skimping on quality.
As a result, you'll get exclusive access to hundreds of top-quality, award-winning wines at huge savings, making Naked Wines perfect for any type of wine drinker.
Wags, I got sent a box of Naked Wines, and you know what? It was delightful. I had a few people over the Oscars. I was popping reds, popping whites. Everyone was satisfied.
Yeah, you know, they sent over a Chablis, they sent over a nice Burgundy, they sent over a Chardonnay, sent over a Cab Franc, they were all winners for me. Me, I personally like the Cab Sauvignon they sent over. The wine is so good, and it's such a good deal.
They told me they were sending over a Burgundy, and I said, uh-oh. You ever see Anchorman?
Yeah, you worried it was Ron Burgundy, but no, it was the wine. Naked Wines has been around for over 10 years and funds over 90 independent winemakers. With no commitments or membership fees, you can enjoy Naked Wines hassle-free. And the best part, every bottle is a passion product from an independent winemaker, so you are literally making an independent winemaker's dream come true.
Wow. So head to nakedwines.com/doughboys and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website and put in doughboys for both the code and password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included.
That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. That's nakedwines.com/doughboys and use the code and password doughboys and grab 6 bottles for just $39.99.
One last time, that's nakedwines.com/doughboys, code and password doughboys for $100 off your first 6 bottles. Do it.
Welcome back to Doughboys. We're here with Evan Susser of the Evan Susser Summer Ice Cream Invitational.
Can I just say, though, yes. People give me so much shit for rigging stuff. You clearly rigged this for Haagen-Dazs.
I didn't rig it. I said what I felt in my heart.
That's bullshit.
Also, by the way, if we were just doing like best 2 out of 3, Susser's Haagen-Dazs score was slightly higher than his Ben & Jerry's score. However, in the spirit of having a fair fight in the finals, I think we should put our best foot forward collectively. Seems like both of you agree that it's Ben & Jerry's. I had a slight advantage to Haagen-Dazs. I am going to rescind that, and I am going to say that Ben and Jerry's should go in. We should take it, just as Baskin-Robbins was our unanimous pick, Ben and Jerry's, we should all sort of unite, come together behind this, behind Ben and Jerry's, and have it be our champion for the pints division going into the finals.
I think there's a great lesson here.
Yes.
I think both Mitch and Nick, you guys give each other a hard time about having fits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Having fits works. Mitch had a fit, and it got the result he wanted.
It's true.
And you know what? I respect that, and I'm on board now. So it's Ben and Jerry's going against Baskin-Robbins, which, frankly, that's the matchup you want to see.
It's a good
matchup. Yes. This is the Cavs versus the Warriors.
Right.
And otherwise, it's like, you know, some fluke where a team that's, like, not really supposed to be in there make it to the finals, and you're not even, you don't care.
Sure.
This is the matchup that we want to see. Ben and Jerry's versus Baskin-Robbins. The two top dogs.
The two titans. And, you know, we're not going to go through a ponderous bunch of math here. We're not going to give different points for every category.
We are
going to
do some math, though.
How so?
I don't know. I just
we're just
no more math.
We're not going to list a bunch of numbers. We're just going to say what's in our heart. But I just want to recap Baskin-Robbins. We talked about this on our Doughboys Double episode.
I told you that it should be Haagen-Dazs in Ben and Jerry's versus Baskin-Robbins. I think it should be a three-way.
No, it's too confusing.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, because then you're going to say, well, all three will have a stalemate where everyone will pick a different one.
Right. Mm. Baskin-Robbins, the flavors, we got blackberry hibiscus.
Again,
which is blackberry ice cream with a blackberry swirl.
Go to Patreon, get the double. You're missing out.
We love our free listeners. You don't have to pay to enjoy the podcast.
I'd prefer if you did.
We got peanut butter cup, which is vanilla flavored ice cream and Reese's peanut butter cups, and Oreo and cake, which was Yusong's pick. Cake flavored ice cream, Oreo pieces, chocolate flavored ribbon. I think we all agreed that the peanut butter cup was outstanding. The Oreo and cake was a little polarizing. Mitch, you weren't crazy about it.
I was.
Susser and I liked it. You weren't crazy about it, partly because Yusong picked it out, and you were biased against that. And the blackberry hibiscus.
By the way, the ragging on Yusong's a joke. Don't anyone get mad. Everyone's friends.
Yeah. Right.
Yusong, he's laughing up a storm.
He likes it. He likes it over there.
He likes it. He's having a good time.
He's preparing a workplace harassment suit. Gonna bankrupt Doughboys Media Inc.
I know they said they were joking, but I don't like that kind of bullying.
Shut up. Yusong, we know about your anonymous Reddit account.
we all very much enjoyed the Baskin-Robbins. It was up against Coldstone. Coldstone was pretty whack. Baskin-Robbins was great. Ben and Jerry's, I think, had a very strong showing here today. I'm curious to see what is going to win the Susser Summer Ice Cream Invitational. What is going to take home, not the World Cup.
The Cold Cup.
Who's going to take home the Cold Cup? I was just going to say the Ice Cream Cup because that's the thing, but Cold Cup is good. Shit.
Here's what I'll say. Baskin-Robbins, I was really impressed by going there.
It was great.
They don't have much flash. It's not like a cool ice cream place. Mm. They're not.
Not
they're,
at all.
It's not what everyone's talking about by any means, but they are solid.
It's a well-oiled machine.
I like them.
They absolutely execute.
Ben and Jerry's, they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, getting a pint of Ben and Jerry's, if you just show up, it's like, oh, man, that's fun.
See?
That's good.
Ben and Jerry's to be up in the finals.
And I think also with Ben and Jerry's, like, they lost and somehow they still won.
They're the best.
That's, like, the spirit of Ben and Jerry.
This is hard for me because I like both of these places a lot.
You guys kind of are Ben and Jerry of podcasting.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, see, what a Jerry thing to say. We don't know.
We're
their
not gregarious.
We
that's
know.
The thing.
Are they gregarious? I don't really know what their personalities are.
They seem like smiley guys.
I told a story on here just recently about how Harris showed me the Fish concert where they waddled out on stage, and they were having fun on stage, and they sang a verse of a Fish song.
Yeah,
it was very funny.
Fish food.
Fish food, yeah. One
Sounds
Sweet
on brand
World
for them.
Was a Dave Matthews flavor. Sure. They had a couple Dave Matthews flavors, I think.
They're hippies. I like their politics. You know, I... Yeah, all right. We're the Ben and Jerry's of podcasting. Fine. Who else is going to be?
Uh-huh. Good job, Sus. I liked it.
But a Baskin-Robbins is also fun. It's just fun for a different demographic.
Hmm.
Kids.
It's fun for kids.
Yes.
Kids love it. It's a hoot. You get an ice cream sundae and an upside-down baseball hat. You take that baseball hat home. You have it on your shelf for your entire childhood, even though you're not an Angels fan. That's the story of Nick Weiger. You know, I will it's a memory of an ice cream sundae you enjoyed.
You really nailed it. That I didn't really think about. The Baskin Robbins is really more for kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Ben and Jerry's is a little more for adults or, you know, mature teens.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's almost a little overwhelming, I think, Ben and Jerry's for kids.
It really is.
These are not the flavors I know.
As I mentioned earlier, that was a thing in my school. Kids were bringing up that, like, how weird the Ben and Jerry's flavors their mom and dad were. Mm-hmm. Mom and dad got were. So, yeah, and, you know, you got the clown cone, you got the polar pizza, which is great, you got the ice cream cakes for kids' birthdays.
Yeah.
It's a Baskin-Robbins is a whole scene. So I guess what this comes down to is, are we grown or are we kids at heart?
Oh, I know the answer for you.
Let's say our winner of the Susser Summer Ice Cream Invitational on the count of three.
I think Häagen-Dazs should be allowed in.
All right, you can also vote for Häagen-Dazs.
Good.
All right. One, two, three. Baskin Robbins. Congratulations, Ben and Jerry's. Not my pick, but I'm happy that you won.
Here's the thing.
Here's
a good
thing.
Brand.
Here's the thing.
I'm a father now. I put away childish things.
Nick.
Yeah.
You're still a Minions loving kid at heart.
Absolutely.
If you could, you'd be inside the body of a 7-year-old, and you'd be going to elementary school every day.
Wait a minute.
But you'd still have your adult mind. For me, I don't want to say it's a clear winner. I think as far as the pints go, the Ben and Jerry's was the clear winner.
Yeah.
And I think it beats Cold Stone too, because I think it does what Cold Stone's even trying to do, but just at a much more successful, tastier.
That. Yeah. 100% agree.
So it's basically, it, in my mind, it was not beforehand. I had an open mind, but I'm saying after we ate everything, I said to myself, this is Ben and Jerry. Before I ate the pints, we ate the two ice cream parlors and before we ate the pints, I said, I had never tried Halo Top, so I didn't know what was going to happen with it. And I've had Häagen-Dazs and Ben and Jerry's. I think they're both good pints. They're both very good pints. But in my head, I was like, this is going to come down to Baskin-Robbins and probably Ben and Jerry's. And it was very—it's close between those two.
It's close.
It really is close.
Hey, you know what we've learned? There's a lot of good ice cream options out there.
And you know what? Dairy Queen would have won.
All right, let's not reopen this.
I think Dairy Queen Blizzard maybe would win.
You think Dairy Queen Blizzard would beat Ben and Jerry's?
If you see the our text messages were hacked, and you can see we were out to get Dairy Queen from the beginning.
Right. This was an elaborate scheme. Hashtag DQ would have won if you think that they are the rightful champion.
You don't think it would have been up there? I think it really would have been up there.
Well, I just think it's a different style of ice cream.
It's crazy for a pint. I mean, if we went to a Ben and Jerry's.
I mean, Ben and Jerry's, they didn't even go to Michigan.
You know what I think would win if you actually opened it up to everything? I think the Wendy's Frosty would win.
Not because it's
the best, because it's the most widely available. It's like when you see those surveys of the best chains in America and Papa John's is like number one. It's because
you're saying we'll open this up to the world.
If you open it up to all of the chain ice creams available, it's going to go to the most mainstream, widely available
one. In some crazy scenario where people don't
like McFlurry,
where they don't get to try what they're voting for, maybe. Yes. But if you get people from all over the world and say, try this and then vote, like we did, where we tried it and then voted, there's no way the Wendy's is. And also, why would Wendy's win and not McDonald's?
I mean, there you go. Maybe McFlurry would win.
McFlurry might win. Close. I would say that I think a DQ Blizzard could maybe win.
I think maybe would have a chance here. But I would just say we correctly narrowed the scope of this contest to scoopable classic
ice
cream.
It's crazy to me that Ben and Jerry's pints won, because if we went to the Ben and Jerry's up in Burbank, the actual place where you get scooped ice cream, the parlor.
Yes.
I think it would have won in a landslide.
Interesting.
I think if we got Dairy Queen, McFlurry's, all that stuff in there, I think Häagen-Dazs could have walked away with it. Hear me out. Because then it would have been a more crowded primary, and premium Häagen-Dazs maybe would have stood out more.
All right, that's fair.
Right. Propped up by corporate money.
Mm.
All right, so
wait, hold on.
Yes,
there's some Häagen-Dazs supporters that are going to be upset with me specifically. That's why I regret this entire competition.
That has been the Evan Susser Summer Ice Cream Invitational.
Wow,
thank you.
Put it up to the mic.
There's more of a beginning than I realized.
Yeah. Some of those wrestling themes have quite a little bit of a front end before
I forgot
into
to play
it.
My theme music at the beginning, yeah. And I just wanted to play it.
You're playing it to close us out? I thought you were going to like make some announcement now or something as the commissioner.
Nah.
Well, that ice cream invitational is done. It was only 1 week. If you didn't like it, whatever. Back to regular programming next week. Suck it up. It's time for a regular segment.
Don't yeah, throw it under the bus. It was great.
I thought it was great too.
Everyone's
I liked it.
Like it. Oh, you didn't. It was
people
good.
Are people complain oh, every time we every
should
time
get Gabriel back on. Every shut time, up.
It's not about you. Every time we deviate from our established format, people who listen to the show for the format of it are like, "Where was the fork ratings?" There's a lot of people
with
who
that attitude.
Wanna,
I should throw you in the freezer.
Hey, well, I think I'd like to live there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a message for the people who listen for the format.
Yes.
Get a fucking life.
It's time for a segment. This is a new segment. It's called Eating It Up State. That's right. We've got some snacks from Ithaca. Courtesy of Yusong, who is there
specifically. Yusong again?
Oh, no. Oh, he's got potato chips here. Green tea flavored potato chips.
These are Wegmans potato chips. These are from the, these are, and you should know these, Mitch. This is where
I know
you went
Wegmans.
To college.
I've been in Wegmans many a times.
My wife's, I had never been to a Wegmans or heard of a Wegmans until I met my wife, and her whole extended family loves Wegmans.
People love Wegmans.
Her grandfather lives in Rochester, New York, and they owe... It's part of, like, you drive there, you stop at Wegmans on the way for lunch, you get Wegmans, you know, food.
You get. I've gotten a many great meatball sub from Wegmans. They make some good sandwiches. College kids used to shop there and steal stuff like little assholes from Wegmans.
So these are
Wegmans is great.
These are crispy potato snacks. Mm-hmm. We got a salt and pepper flavor, we got a cheddar flavor, and we got a barbecue flavor. I'm eating the cheddar right now. I just have the salt and pepper flavor. As opposed to a classic chips... These are just like straight up rounds. Like they aren't like put like shaved potatoes. They are like formed into a round like chip like round like cracker like a Ritz cracker sized portion. I had that one actually.
These are basically pop chips.
They're basically like pop
this,
chips.
This is Wegmans version of pop chips.
Is this their classic? This is what they're known for, or this is a new version?
Get over here, Yusong. You got more explaining to do.
We're trying to find just like normal chips, but these were the closest things that we could find.
Weird.
So I guess it's like it's definitely their version of pop chips.
Right.
Normal potato chips. You know what though? I think better than pop chips.
They're definitely better than pop chips.
I like them better than pop chips as well. Yeah,
quite by a pretty substantial margin, I'd say. The cheddar, yeah. I think I could use a little bit more cheese flavor. The salt and pepper I thought were quite nice. I'm having the barbecue right now.
Salt and pepper are my favorite. Barbecue second favorite. Cheddar least favorite.
Barbecue's not bad. It's like a little bit of a vinegary barbecue as opposed to a sweeter molasses
good.
Barbecue.
Much better than I thought.
I tell you, I love salt and pepper as a chip flavor. More places should do that.
Yeah.
Just have a conventional salt and pepper. Black pepper is a great element on a potato chip. You put it on your baked potato. You put it on your mashed potato. If you're a little crazy, maybe you put it on your French fries. I do that sometime. It works out great. Have it on some chips.
These are a nice in-between... Between pop chips and potato chips.
Yeah, I think these are great. I mean, here's what I would say, and I'm partly biased because the only food I've had tonight is literally bites of 15 points of ice cream.
I want, like, actual food.
Yeah, we've had 15 kinds of ice cream tonight over the course of these two episodes we've recorded. And that's I have not had dinner. That's the only food I've eaten since I had like a banana at like 2 p.m.
Banana.
That's why we got chocolate coming.
Mitch, Susser, a man after my heart with a quick jumping on the Despicable Me reference when I mentioned bananas. That said, these snacks are very good. I like them quite a bit. I think they're light and they're flavorful. I think they're like a plussed up pop chip. I'm gonna say these are a definite snack.
I'm gonna give them three snacks to each of them. The cheddar is the weakest, but I'd say it's still a snack.
Yeah,
I agree. Snack. And you know, who
and
else?
I don't like pop chips.
You know who else I'll give a snack?
Who?
Yusong.
Yusong, you get a snack, my friend.
Are you saying he's looking like a snack?
He's looking like a snack, yeah, and he's acting like a snack.
Yep. Oh boy, now he's really filing that workplace harassment suit.
We got some chocolates here too.
Oh, boy, I didn't know we had chocolates.
From Wegmans. That's right. Dark chocolate covered candy orange peel.
Man, I don't know if I can handle more sweets. This is, I was so excited to have something savory.
Oh, sorry.
After having so much fucking ice cream. And I love ice cream. But it's just, it was too, it was excessive. So these are like little, they're kind of almost like beef jerky-like in terms of their, they're the, like these little, the little Slim Jim style sticks.
Then we got some dark chocolate almond toffee.
It kind of tastes like a food that like would be at my grandmother's house.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't know about these.
Yeah.
I like dark chocolate. Where? I like chocolate and oranges, but the peel element is just, like, it's a little too citrusy.
Where did these come from?
Wegmans.
It does feel like a grandma's candy for sure.
The next one is a little grandma-y too.
Hmm.
Yusong, are you a secret Grammy?
Oh boy. Shades of Larry Johnson's campaign back in the day. Played for the Charlotte Hornets, Grandmama. Okay, I'm having a little of this toffee, dark chocolate almond toffee. So these are little disc shapes. Little squares. What were you saying, Susser?
I like toffee, and I like this, but it's so much sweet.
This is good. This is a very good toffee candy. Mm-hmm. I can't eat more than a bite of it.
I don't love toffee.
Mmm.
Toffee's just a little too much for me. The last ones are turtles.
Mm. Hey, you know
chocolate,
what?
Chocolate caramel pecan turtles.
If you're out there and you like toffee, # toffee is for closers. If you don't like toffee, # toffee is for losers. Okay. Turtles. I'm just irked by calling something turtles. I had pet turtles growing up.
Oh my God, shut up.
I had.
They're not there's no turtle meat in it.
A turtle named Shredder and a turtle named Chip. I love them.
Wait, a turtle named Shredder?
Yeah, Shredder ran away.
The enemy of the turtles?
Yeah. He was, my brother named him. He was being a little ironic. Mm. But we were both Ninja Turtles fans. But then Shredder,
I like the turtles.
Yeah, Shredder ran away. And so I just had Chip for many years.
Good call. Thank you, Emma's. There's two flies in the house now. There is a fly that landed on the chocolates.
The chocolate caramel pecan turtles I'm going to bite into now. What makes them a turtle?
Here's the cover, Weiger.
Nice. Mitch threw that. It went about halfway across the table.
Maybe I'm a secret granny, too.
All right, I'm biting into this. What do you guys think? You guys are positive on this one?
The turtle?
If you got taste for granny or grandpa stuff, # secret granny. You think, I mean, there's a lot of people who like toffee. Yeah, and
Werther's original.
Werther's. I love Werther's.
Right.
Yeah. I think Dana Carvey would like it. This one.
The turtle?
Turtle.
Oh, God. All right. It's time to wrap this episode
I feel so sick. So I can't evaluate.
Why do we
I
do the chocolate turtle? Ones? Yeah. We had the chips. The chips were great. We like them. Why do we have
you
the chocolate ones?
You brought these back from Ithaca,
we
New York.
We could have saved them for another segment.
Yusong, how was your visit to Ithaca?
It was good. It was nice to see my family again and to be around nature.
You said, you said that like this was a proof of life video. just like a restaurant, without your feedback.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
What are we doing, snack or whack?
Snack for the turtles.
Whack for the orange thing.
Whack for the orange.
The turtles are whack for me.
Whack for the toffee.
I can't think straight on this. I can't properly
Wegmans
value this
Wegmans is still
chocolate.
Good, and we love Yusong.
I like the chips. So the
we love
chocolate,
Yusong,
I can't.
And Yusong, thank you very much for bringing these back.
Yes, thanks,
buddy. A Taste of Ithaca, where I went to school. Yusong went to school. Both equally well-respected schools.
Thank you for getting all that stuff for us. Thank you for getting all that ice cream for us earlier and then enduring that emotional abuse, which you did not deserve.
He's the man.
Let's open the feedback. Hey, today's email comes to us from Jane from Chicago. Jane writes...
Jane what?
She didn't include her last name.
Okay. I'm kidding.
Jane writes, I just listened to the excellent episode with Bill Oakley on Panera Bread. His point that Panera serves as the perfect place to break bad news rings true for me. I'm a social worker, and when I was a caseworker for Adult Protective Services, Panera Bread was always the first place I'd pick if I needed an impromptu place to meet clients. I think the last conversation
Where did she work?
She worked as a social worker.
Adult Protective Service?
Are you trying to dox her?
No.
Trying to figure out her last name? Workplace? She clearly wants to be anonymous. She's including only her first name in her city.
I just zoned out. What exactly was her job? Like, what did she do? What kind
social
of
social worker.
This whole thing was your idea. Then you had so much ice cream you can't think straight. You wanted to do this so bad, Now you're useless on the podcast.
All right, read the question.
I'm a social worker, and when I was a caseworker for Adult Protective Services, Panera Bread was always the first place I'd pick if I needed an impromptu place to meet clients. I think the last conversation I had there was brainstorming ideas for evicting an abuser from the victim's condo. Whoa, very dark.
Jesus.
The whole paradigm had me thinking, what fast food place is the perfect place to share good news?
Oh.
That's a nice positive spin on that.
What is Adult Protective Services? I was trying to figure that part out.
I mean,
let's not get into it, for God's sakes.
We know it involves evicting an abuser, so it's probably not a pleasant thing to dig in on. But that said, I like this flip of the question. A good place to share good news, a celebratory place.
Mm-hmm.
I think an old school Pizza Hut parlor. You find one of those. I mean, that's just a blast. That's a great celebration
for good news.
I like that.
So good news is, hey, we're having a kid. We got engaged. Something right. Like that. Like, you get your friends together and say
a pizza parlor is good.
A pizza parlor is good.
Right.
You're having fun at a pizza parlor.
It's a blast.
Chinese dim sum.
Ooh, that's fun. That's I like that. I do think that's fun. That's a great one.
Okay, again, fast food place.
Oh, fast food place.
Yeah, think of a chain. Think of what we do on our show. The gimmick of our show.
Stop getting mad at me. I get what it is.
You weren't. Neither of you were listening to the specific question.
I said pizza parlor. Turn yeah, into pizza.
I know. We agree. We both are on the same page.
A park.
A public park?
I feel so sick. Wait, a chain for good news?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if you get a good, clean, nice McDonald's, I think that could be fun.
That's a blast.
That's fun.
I think it could be fun.
I also think, too, this is a thing where the good news, is this something for, if you're telling someone this good
news.
Guys,
I got one.
Yes.
An ice cream place, a fast
food. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Wait, was this a setup the whole time?
It wasn't, but this is perfect.
An ice cream spot.
Go to Baskin Robbins. Share a sundae and
mom,
and share your good news.
I'm having a baby, I could tell my mom. Mm. How so?
Yeah.
It's a junior situation. Don't worry about it.
If you have a question or comment about the world of chain restaurants, you can email us at doughboyspodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 830-GO-DOUGH. That's 830-463-6844. And to get the Doughboys Double, our weekly bonus episode, join the Golden Plate Club at patreon.com/doughboys. Evan
hey,
Susser.
Yes. I think Yusong deserves the last. We really wrote him in these last two episodes. I think he deserves the last word.
Sure. I mean, we
all right, so Susser does
Susser,
the same
do you first. Yeah. Do you want to plug anything?
Yes, everybody sign up for the Doughboys Double so you can listen to the first episode of the Evan Susser Summer Ice Cream Invitational.
I like this. Right,
we told you before, you're not getting a kickback.
We'll talk. Yusong?
Yusong.
You have the last word.
You got the last word, buddy.
Yusong is making his way over to the microphone.
I tried my best, and there were a lot of details going around when I was picking up the pints. To pick from the other ice cream.
A less sad you last song word.
Yusong, tell us to go fuck ourselves.
Yeah, either more angry or more like, oh, it didn't matter. Now it seems like you're actually mad.
Hey. Oh, boy.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
He's crying now.
See ya. Hey guys, you want more Doughboys?
To get the Doughboys Double, our weekly bonus episode, join the Golden Plate Club.
Sign up at patreon.com/doughboys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.